3. Heading East. Denver, Wednesday, September 9, 2009. Zazie continued east on I-70, past grain elevators and tiny frontier towns, toward the Kansas plains and miles of sunflowers. It was mid-morning, and the top FBI officials in Colorado assembled in a glass-walled conference room known as the Fishbowl in a downtown Denver federal building. The building, a relic of the 1960s, was overdue to be renovated. The wall-to-wall carpet, matted and worn in spots, was a leaf motif set in seafoam, khaki, and olive. It looked like something from a far-off-the-strip Las Vegas casino. Depending on where you stood, the place smelled faintly of sewage. Gathered were the field office's senior agents, who met on every big case. But on the morning of September 9, they were joined by two unusual visitors, a case officer and an analyst from the CIA. The email address that had been tracked back to Pakistan was, without question, an operational Al-Qaeda address. There was no doubt about that. The CIA officials did not reveal that the NSA had been using a highly classified program called PRISM to monitor the address, but such details didn't matter to the FBI agents. Everyone in the room knew the government monitored suspicious foreign emails, sometimes with specific warrants, sometimes without. The CIA made clear that officials had been watching the Sana_Pakhtana at Yahoo.com account for months. 5 months earlier, the British Security Service, better known as MI5, arrested 12 people in the English cities of Manchester and Liverpool on suspicion of being part of a terrorist plot. The suspected ringleader had been cheerfully emailing the supposed Sana_Pakhtana about his search for a wife and plans for a nikah, the Arabic word for wedding. "I met with Nadia family, and we both parties have agreed to conduct the nikah after 15th and before 20th of this month," read one email sent shortly before the arrests. "Anyways, I wish you could be here as well to enjoy the party." The Brits were fairly sure that Sana_Pakhtana was linked, either directly or indirectly, to Al-Qaeda's global operations chief, a man named Saleh al-Somali. The case against the dozen men arrested in Britain had fallen apart for lack of evidence, but that didn't change the opinion, either in the United States or Britain, that one of Al-Qaeda's most senior operatives was behind that email account. And anyone sending chummy messages to that account represented a threat.